So, Graham, we couldn't get anything going there for a while, hey?
No, we really just bounces weren't going our way. Hit the crossbar in the post.
You hit that one right below me.
That was close. And then I think I hit the goalie's knob. And, I mean, we were getting shots, good chances. They were just, Noble played good. And bounces were on his way for most of that game.
You know he's a real good goalie. You knew you had to get him moving, so describe your goal, because I should charge your dad a little money for the video of that one.
I don't really remember. I know Kale was working hard off of dumping, and he kind of lost an edge and from his knees maybe got it to me. Then I kind of just stayed low, got around a guy, and I held on to the puck forever. And Noble kind of just went down, and I just beat him to the outside with my speed.
Yeah, you did some good stick work there, kid. Good job.
Yep.
And then, of course, what they'll say is, of course, the very second we pull the goalie, the puck ends up on your stick, and there you go.
Yep, happened last game, happened this game. It just feels good to get the empty netter because then, you know, you solidified the game there.
Well, Graham, you could have had 7 or 8 goals the other night against Shano, but you kept passing it because you wanted other kids to score, right?
Yep.
So you just hockey gods deserve to give you one tonight.
Yeah, they did. And it happened right in the perfect time.
I know, a couple more seconds. I mean, I kind of felt bad for Manistique in that because, like, as soon as he hightailed it to the bench, the puck was on your stick.
Yep.
But I don't feel bad for him, actually.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, how big is this, do you feel?
It's huge. Rival like Manistique, they've never beat us in program history. It's good to keep that going. And it's kind of what playoff hockey's like right there. It's it takes working hard every shift. If you take a shift off, they score a goal like they scored their one tonight.
Well, I guarantee that it was more intense in here tonight than it will be against Nagani in the playoff game.
Yeah, it probably was, but I hope we show out at the playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
Pack the barn, and hopefully it's intense.
And hope to see everybody out Friday night. You got the pier coming. It's senior night, and it's our last game of the year.
Yeah, and the pep band will be there.
Yep.
So Eskimo Spirit on Friday.
Graham, give your shout-outs.
Shout-out Mom, Dad, grandparents, everyone that came from Esky to watch us tonight, Carson on his game winner, and Kale had his 50th point tonight.
And they were all complaining that we went and got him the puck on an empty netter. Well, it was a milestone. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
Pucks cost 99 cents. Don't worry. We'll give you 99 cents.
Yeah, we'll give you a puck, too.
Yeah, okay.
There's some right here.
That's right. Yeah, we could have just grabbed one of these and told Kale. He'd never know that.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't.
Yeah. All right, man. Good job.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
All right, number one.